Hit the wrong button. And we're live. Welcome to Strikeout Beer, your least favorite podcast.
Telling me about it.
Episode number 209 with your pals Alan and Rapid Dave. I'm Alan.
I'm Rapid Dave.
How you doing, buddy?
Well, I didn't zoom out the camera a little bit. I didn't have time. You had to have that one extra beer review.
I mean,
we had three beers. We had 405 Brewing Pills. We had Black Mesa Big Dipper. And then we had the Hazy Town, was it IPA?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Hazy Town.
So be on the lookout for those videos that drop this week. L Stud was the first one in here. What is going on, L Stud? How
dropping
are we tonight?
All those hashtags for Lizzie. Thank you so much, L Stud.
Appreciate that. How is everybody doing? How you doing there, pal?
You know what? Living the dream, brother.
Are you?
Living the dream. Can't really complain, you know?
Yeah.
Just life is what it is.
And if you did, who would listen? Oh, my God. That's who they're...
I mean, at this point in time, you would listen because you're right here and you asked me. So.
I'm telling you. Twitch recommends... So we go to Twitch real quick? Do a little something for the fans here to sure. Show them what they recommend us?
Yeah.
Holy balls. Hookerville, USA, and we're the mayor.
Okay.
I mean, Jesus. You know, so there's a Twitch streamer that got banned, right?
What?
Yeah, she was getting plugged on the air. She decided to, you know, got to have it right now. The guy,
why not?
And so anyways, the reflection off the window showed the whole thing. So but from here, you could just see all the way down to like here. She's clothed. Right. So she gets a 7-day ban.
Okay.
Well, it's banned. And now, reasonable. And then all of a sudden they're like, wow, you know, you're unbanned. And so it's like, they also took away hosting. They took away a couple other things. So everybody's
the
like,
host is still there.
Well, until October 3rd. Yeah. And so everybody's kind of flipping out. I'm like, oh, God, it's just something else. Don't worry about it.
Well, and reading the thing, it says, one of the reasons why they're getting rid of the host option is because they found that the people they want to interact with the people that they're watching and stuff, right? Well, I was like, well, just fix the fact that you can't read comments and things like that. But then our buddy Hill was like, well, all you got to do is just click on the person. And then you're on their feed, and then you can interact with them. So I'm like, oh, so what was the problem? I know I ain't going to listen to Alan about fantasy football advice. Jay!
I know that's right.
Who are you to talk? Huh? And if there's anything that you don't listen to everything I say. That's the problem. People don't listen to all the words that I say. All the words out of my mouth.
I hear what you say. And you know what it is? The load of bullshit is what it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Because I can sit there and I can talk. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No.
You're giving out advice, and then you do the opposite. And then all you do is just sucking the advice away from everybody else. You took four of my freaking players.
Who says they're you?
Oh,
who says they're you? Yo, show me. Show me an ownership.
Every draft.
Label.
Every draft. Every draft.
Show me the certificate of title. I want the deed. Show me.
You can't own people anymore, sir. That might have been a thing back in your day, but not in my day, sir.
You're the one over there going, I own them. They're mine. Yeah. No, they're not.
You took my players. All right,
no,
I didn't.
Start
with real L or I'll
start? Whatever you want to start with. Then I don't have to listen to
Altstat, real L.
Oh, yeah. Sounds great.
You ready? What was that one, Allstat?
What we got? All right. Gotta love my friend. What's going on, man? How you doing? It has been a while. Hope you're doing good. I'm over here. People just don't listen to me. That's the problem.
There you go.
Because I say, I'll say something like, hey.
Out of the side of your mouth.
I'm avoiding this player, right? Uh-huh. But it reaches a certain point.
First round?
No. Not first round.
First round.
Not first round.
Technically the first round pick.
No.
Was your first round pick?
No, it wasn't.
Uh-huh.
So I had we had keepers.
You're gonna love this beer.
That kills the first round. Mm-mm. My first pick that I made was Mark Andrews.
That was your keeper.
No, Mark Andrews was not my keeper.
Oh, okay. So this is how you
Justin Jefferson.
Hold on.
Was my
so
keeper.
This is how you get around it because Allen had the 10 and 11th pick, right? So he gets away from saying I picked Kamara in the first round because he picked Mark Andrews in the first round and then had the exact next.
I don't
right
understand
after
why you're still attacking me over this. We already had this discussion on Monday night.
It's so dark in here.
It's
more light.
You didn't plug in those.
Oh.
I mean, is that over here?
Would you put the blue on? Put the blue on. Let's get funny. Let's get weird.
We are weird. we go. Is that better?
Hey, we about to find out.
But here's the thing.
You son of a bitch, you stole my place.
There's a couple things that, in fact, here. One, stop being, are we explicit?
Yo, I mean, you've heard what I said, right?
Okay, stop being a pussy and pull the trigger on your players, okay? If they're your guys and you want to get them, draft them so that you know someone isn't going to take them. But no, you decided to wait on Ramondre Stevenson, a guy that I have been advocating for since last year. I was on the Ramondre Stevenson train bandwagon before you were.
That's questionable.
No, it's not.
Very questionable.
Because last year, who were you all about? Give me James White. I like James White. James White.
Ramondre Stevenson is now the new James White.
No.
Yes.
No.
But he's got a little bit better running, and they use him in different plays. But anyway, no, I got a little.
That is delicious.
The problem was this. I was getting out of hand.
You weren't out of hand.
Because it was draft day, and I had to draft two teams, and I totally forgot to go get my guys.
That, not my fault.
Well, Sky Moore is definitely your fault. You went eight rounds early on Sky Moore.
Sky Moore, I did on purpose because you wouldn't shut your damn mouth. You started off the draft going, do I take my guy or do I take Allen's guy and mess up his whole day? And you said, I'm taking Allen's guy. Those were your exact damn words as you drafted Swift.
But I've drafted Swift in all my leagues.
But
all my leagues have been Swift.
Your intent going up to the board.
Oh, it was the intent that you didn't like?
Was.
The disrespect.
Was F. Allen.
Oh, I wanted Mixon, but man, I was like, I can't. You know what I got swept up in? The stupid Hard Knocks hype. I should have just won.
There's no Hard Knocks hype around Swift.
He's going to be hurt in three games.
No, he's not. Whatever.
I hope you picked up Jamal Williams. Did you pick up that handcuff? You better get that handcuff.
I don't need him.
Obviously. You're doing great.
I have him in other leagues.
Is this delicious or what?
It is delicious.
It really is good.
It is. But.
Oh. Wait, hold on. I give you the same. Okay, so we have two different Oktoberfest beers going on tonight. We're doing like four of each so that we can do individual reviews about them later. This one is Oktoberfest by Allstat, and then we have Real Ale Oktoberfest over there. So we'll be getting to both of these during the show. We're going to talk a little bit of football. We're going to talk fantasy football, how much each other screwed one another, but then also just random others, like who's starting, who's not starting. I think you even said, be ready, DFS Dave. I've got a couple things written down for DFS. I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to the draft tonight, too. Really looking forward to it. We got room for two more people, but it has to be two. We can't just take one. We have to have an even amount.
Yeah.
But on top of that,
let's not forget. All right, so let's just do some house cleaning real quick. I've been asked like a million times more about the Pick'em League. There are two Pick'em Leagues.
Two.
There's a $20 league that you make picks all the way through the Super Bowl.
Just winners.
It's $20. Yeah, you just pick a money line, essentially.
Who's going to win?
You're going to pick every game until the Super Bowl. The top three players with the most points, they split the pot. 70%, 20%, and 10%.
Someone said, OMG, you look like Mike.
Mike.
Mike Tyson. I don't know which one.
So... The other league is the $100 league, the Venmo league. That's the league where it's a $100 entry fee. We make picks only through the regular season, and then we pay out on a weekly basis depending on how many players that we have. And then there's a pot at the end that's divided up again, 70%, 20%, and 10%.
It's all about the pots.
It really is. And so those leagues are both still available if you want in on it. You don't need to be in by, you know, tomorrow. Tomorrow's the beginning of the season. Could you be more excited?
I can't wait. We're getting freaking Buffalo and
Rams.
LA Rams. We're getting the Bills and the Rams.
Thursday Night Football.
Bro.
Yeah. Super excited. So that game is not going to ruin your whole season.
Possible Super Bowl preview?
Maybe. I got the Bills winning the Super Bowl this year, so I mean that would make sense, right? That's my pick for the Super Bowl champions. They're completely due. And they've got nothing but just they're ready. They're poised. They're ready to go. We'll see how they play in December. But anyway, but those are the two leagues we have going on that are pay leagues. The Strikeout Beer League, the Fantasy Football League that starts in about
tomorrow.
An hour.
The teams have to be signed up by, you got to be signed up by 8 o'clock. So in the next 43 minutes.
Yeah.
Because no one can sign up after an hour before the league drafts is when the teams finalize.
Yep. Friday morning football. I set up a draft because I don't know if I'll be able to. Yeah, that's fine. It'll auto draft. Yeah. And the same thing we told Killa. Killa's doing a co-stream right now, and he's like, I don't know if I can make it. I go, you don't have to be there. Yeah. Like, hell, I wasn't at your draft. And they had only an auto draft. They wouldn't even let me like just sit there and pick. I was like, let me make my picks.
Couldn't even go in there and just pretend to draft.
Bro, it was
Or just
crazy.
Watch it.
Yeah, I just like to watch. Sit in the corner. Sometimes I dress like Batman, sometimes I'm not.
You the cuckold of fantasy football.
So yeah, it's been wild. This weekend was fantastic. I had a long Labor Day weekend. I took off Tuesday. We were off on Monday, or I was off on Monday. Fantasy football drafts all over the place, and our draft for this league here is one of the best. I think it's always the most fun
highlight of the year.
People
right?
come out and they're just like, I've been waiting all year, and I love to hear. That every, you know, like Hess and all them, they were like, this is my favorite time of the year. I cannot wait for this. I'm like, that still makes me feel good. It feels me good. Feels good in here. Feels good in here.
Makes me feel like I'm doing something with my life.
Yeah. And so it's always big hugs around. Everybody's so excited to see one another and things like that. So that league will always just be something that's a little bit more special to us. And then on top of it, you know, we're drafting, we're talking shit the whole time, but. You know,
so much shit.
We're having
even
fun.
Even to the new guy, Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry took like a champ. I love Jerry.
My favorite part of the draft was Jerry walked up in like the 10th round, right?
Yeah.
And he walks up there with his pick, and he's strutting up there, and he's super excited about this pick, and he slams that sticker down on there, and he turns around and he goes, Cole Kmet. And we're like, what?
Why the hell did you draft that guy? You could have picked him off the waiver wire.
Huh?
Yeah.
And then he goes back down, and then a few picks later, someone's trying to draft a tight end. I need a tight end. We could take this guy, this guy, this guy. And Jerry even chimes in a couple names and go, yeah, all better than Cole Kmet.
Hey, if you got a guy, you go get your guy.
That's cool.
If that's your guy.
But just so you know, you don't have to reach for Cole Kmet.
Hit, thank you so much for that re-tier or that resub for the tier one. We really appreciate it.
Love you, Hit.
Thank you so much. It's happy September, guys. So it's September, I heard. I still haven't even, like, I haven't been on Twitch in, like, forever. Like,
Hustle.
I haven't streamed in
I'm
forever.
Here to host. Thank you so much, Hustle.
What's up, man? I haven't been on Twitch in forever. I haven't done anything, you know, as far as I almost
Marf
hopped on.
Marf said, Cleveland Browns go.
Hey, Schmore, how you doing?
Schmore.
I think Schmore's the one that I get in trouble with.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, yeah. I think I was going to pay her to read some story or something like that.
I'm just here to make sure Rapid Ave is still alive.
I appreciate that. Yeah. She's the one that
You never know.
I always get told to calm down when I'm in like homeschool mom chat. Whenever I'm at like home, I mean, right. I can only watch it during the day. I'm at work the rest of the time.
Right.
And so they're like, hey, take it easy. I go, all right, I'll take it easy. But if Mr. Schmore's in there, I'm always on my best behavior. Always.
Or Earl comes in. Then you just lose your mind if Earl comes in.
Oh, I love seeing Earl. Shit.
Who doesn't love Earl?
Put Earl on here for like 8 hours a day. I'm in.
Hey, can we get Earl?
I like Earl. Hell yeah. So anyways, yeah, no, it was a fantastic weekend. It really was. Just a lot of fun. Had some good beers, good chats, and just it was good to see everybody, right? It was just, it was really good. No matter how much shit that we talk, and like, I mean, hell, like, I was so pissed. Did you see the bruises on my arm?
I made a pick and you kicked me.
Well, that was did you get anything from that? I fucking snapped one pretty good on you.
And then I make another pick, and you tackle me and throw me in the pool. And then after you throw me in the pool, you come at me like a wild banshee. Like, I was like, I'm dying today. He's coming in for the kill. Because I took James Cook.
Yeah. Well, damn it, I told you. That's my guy. I love James Cook.
So do I. I have him in several of my leagues.
Yeah. You can't lay off of him. That's the thing. You know, he's going to be phenomenal for Buffalo this year.
We've talked about it. When he scores a rushing touchdown, it's his job.
Yeah.
Because running backs don't score rushing touchdowns for the Bills.
Exactly.
They're just dying for someone to do it. He's hopped up on Mountain Dew. He was hopped up on craft beers, what was going on.
Yeah.
Nick's feeding us some beers. He's like, here you go, here you go, here you go, here you go.
I will say this. Like, it's been fun, like, story time the last week. Like, I played golf yesterday with my brother.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about, like, the old days and all crazy shit. Like, stuff, I mean, I'm up there trying to tee off, and we're, like, just, like, saying the wildest shit.
Thank you so much, Ed. I appreciate that, host.
And even with, like, this weekend, we were talking about old stories, like, you know, me and Nick going to Vegas, or we were in Mexico or something like that. And so a lot of old, like, fun stories were popping up, and it was like, all right. I mean, shit that you can't ever repeat.
What do we got going on here? So we got any thoughts on the whole Browns nonsense?
They're going to suck.
I'll tell you what. They're going to get pounded week one, I think. I really do.
I picked Baker's, the Browns plus 2.5.
I am.
Someone
no,
sucked
no.
me in on I'm, that bet, no. and it's part of a parlay. So yeah,
you lost that parlay.
I got sucked in.
Like
bad.
I said, she is such a thirst trap. Who's a thirst trap? I missed something. Someone's a thirst trap.
Can be your mom. She did. Yeah. R.I.P.
Stay
I
hard.
I mean, she still looks good. But she,
I mean,
you know,
for a morbidly obese dead person, yeah.
She probably dropped the weight by now.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of weight there. Still more. Still classified. What would you do if Biden was sniffing your
your
hair behind you?
You don't have to read all the comments.
I'm just going to say I don't know.
Yeah.
No. I don't know what I would do.
Quick elbow?
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
One, I don't like to be touched.
I don't know.
I don't like to be touched. Oh, you'll know.
I won't know until it happens.
Prefer not to happen.
So if you can make that happen, we'll find out.
There you go.
Yeah. There we go. I don't mind me. I'm just here to send some likes. Have a great night. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Appreciate the likes. Hello, TikTok. You. Welcome in if you're on TikTok,
which we still
Twitch,
have zero likes. So.
Facebook and Twitter.
Let me go ahead and push some likes.
We had some people pop in on a Sunday show, and it was fun because it was just me sitting there. And so I was able to have the camera there just like now.
Right.
Because usually when we do the Monday show, you're remote. You're at your place.
Right. So it's hard.
It's very difficult. You know, Busty would be busting him up. Yeah, I don't like to be touched. I got like a certain area of space that I need to operate
unless
in.
Unless he's got a few in him.
Yeah.
Then he's Huggy McGee.
I'm like, it's not a split personality or something like that, right? Like we were talking about like some mental stuff the other day, and I was just like, I think the alcohol just brings out a totally different person.
It does. It does.
And it could be fun. It could be just tragic.
Morgan, thank you so much for that follow.
Welcome to the Sideways Podcast.
There's a difference between when Rapid Days sees you at the beginning of the draft on Sunday. It's the hand slap, the hug. It's the fist clinch, pull in for the hug. Mm-hmm. But when we're leaving for the night, it's bring it in, brother. Yeah, I might get a couple kisses on your neck, a little slap on the booty. I mean, it is night and day difference.
Nick was in Hawaii, snuggles, and I kept going by him, and I was like, come here, buddy. I was like, would you get off of me? I go, get out of my way then.
Just rubbing up, unnecessarily rubbing up against people.
We had to move the draft board into a more confined area because it rained a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, he just happened to be standing. He's just in the way a little bit.
You could have went around.
I was going around. This a big ass couch.
No.
We should have flipped the couch around. Is what we should have done.
No,
it would have saved a lot of people a lot of unneeded poking.
You went in awfully penisy as you're walking by.
Yeah, that's okay.
All of a sudden, your waist is a little bit more forward. Your back's a little bit back.
I did suck it in a little bit and put the. I was standing at a more erect situation, like I was standing straight up.
I wouldn't be surprised if Cuddles is pregnant.
Yeah.
You might have knocked him up.
He was like, would you get off me? And he didn't move, so he was just asking me for it to come back around.
It's not him. Clothes, what's, the clothes. What's going on, brother?
What is going on? Hold on. Yeah, hit. I was real handsy. That's just me at the draft. Yeah, I'm just super handsy. I don't know. I'm just so excited.
Ron McMexico, what is going on?
Hey,
going
Ron.
In a little penis-y. Very penis. Not a little. A lot.
How you doing, Ron? Hope everything's going okay today.
I saw it. He didn't move. Mike Graham's in the house. What's up, Mike?
He didn't move an inch. He barely got goosed. And then when he got goosed, I think the next time I walked by, his ass was sticking out even further.
Like, but Nick is one of those, like, this is my land. You can't back me off of it.
Yeah. Well, I can back him off of it.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's sucking out even more. Oh, you want it? I'll give it to you. Like home, like in Simpsons in that one Treehouse of Horror, he goes to hell.
Yeah.
So you like donuts?
Yeah, yeah.
Eat all the donuts you want. And it's like 20 donuts at a time. It opens his mouth. Yeah, more, 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 more. He's like, this isn't working.
This isn't working. Yeah. So fantastic draft, fantastic weekend. Did you do anything else special for the holiday weekend?
No, we had some family over for the weekend. Little grilling out and things like that, a little drinking.
Anything good on the grill?
Just some burgers.
Meat cheese buns?
Just some burgers, you know.
Never been in my life.
But it was a good little time. Had some fun. Drank some beers.
Y'all playing any games or any, like, drinking games or anything like
that? We played Heads Up.
Parcheesi? Oh, Heads Up, Thumbs Up?
No. That's what when she asked me. She was like, we go play Heads Up? I go, Heads Up, Thumbs Up, 7 Up? She's like, No, it was a game like on Ellen where like you have the word up there and you got to get them to say the word.
As soon as you said it's on Ellen, I was out. I was like, nah, I'm out.
I'm about like 4 or 5 beers deep.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it was. I made sure it was fun. Let's see here. Marf. So I'm 57 years old, Browns fan. My son is optimistic. I'm realistic. I want a Super Bowl win.
Well, that ain't happening.
Well, someone will win the Super Bowl this year, so you will get a Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
Because a team will win the Super Bowl.
Probably the Bills. I think the Bills are going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see the Browns doing anything. They're absolutely going to be in the cellar this year of the AFC North. There's no way they do anything. I mean, they're going to be fighting with the – I think Pittsburgh is going to be better off than they are.
If their defense can hold up, they can be in a lot of games because they have the good run game, right?
Right.
Jacoby Brissett's not god-awful.
He's manageable. Like he's can manage manageable, a team.
But I just think you've got a little bit of a tougher schedule, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, they got a tough division still. Like that division is still tough.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, they have a tough schedule, and then I just don't see.
And I've actually, because he's got the 11 game suspension, Watson mm-hmm. comes back week 12 against Houston. First game back, I'm just telling you right now, lower those expectations. I'm penciling in the Texans for a win right now.
Yeah.
If nothing changes between now and then. Now, if there's some injuries and stuff with Houston, that could be different. But
right.
Just pencil me in for a little Houston win there.
I mean, if they're going to get a win, it's there, to be honest with you.
I don't think Houston's going to be as bad as people think they're going to be.
Is that the guy with the neck?
No, that's Mike Glennon.
Who's Mike Glennon? Who's he play for?
I don't know who he's playing for this year, but he's with the Giants last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because Danny
he played
Dimes
a lot. Yeah, he played
down.
A lot too. That's why you know who that guy is, because you were sitting here watching Giants football. Because Lizzie's making you, and you're like, God, that guy's neck. It's longer than his legs.
He's got a wild ass neck, man.
It's absurd. But yeah, Mills isn't bad. Davis Mills isn't awful. I'd say he's better than Jacoby Brissett. You got that rookie out there, Damian Pierce, who's looking really good. So you should have a pretty decent run game. Brandon Cooks just does his thing.
He's just
one of those receivers that just does his thing.
Right.
That's all there is to it. Ron said Texans QB has a neck too. Okay. I don't remember it being as long as Glennon's.
It's not like Glennon, but I always get those guys confused.
I like Baker a lot. Am I wrong? No, I like Baker.
I think he's going to beat the shit out of the Browns.
As a matter of fact, we're going to talk some DFS here in a little bit, and I have Baker as an absolute must start in DFS this week.
Absolutely.
Because he's only 5,300.
Stack, and I got a Carolina stack for you, and I got a couple other ones.
5,300. He's down there. He's cheaper than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, Jimmy Garoppolo is a backup, so.
Right, and he's cheaper.
What?
He's down there with all these backup quarterbacks and cost-wise.
Like
and I'm like, this is absurd. Hmm. He's playing the Browns week one. Yeah,
No respect, no love.
No, this is the guy that you drafted 1-1 who broke your streak. Mm-hmm. He ended the jersey streak for the quarterbacks, right?
Oh, yeah.
You had a new quarterback every week.
Yeah.
You went through so many, but now because they ended it so soon, now they're just going to throw him as another name on there, but he took you to the playoffs. He kept you competitive.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Dylan?
He had a rough season last year, but also look at all the injuries he had last year.
Yeah, I mean, hell, after every play, he was beat up. He had a messed up shoulder. What's up, old school? How are we doing? You know, it really did.
Yeah, Marv, I'm not a Watson fan either. Since all this has happened, definite character issues. Yeah. You don't do all of that and then come back like a Boy Scout, it's going to show up again.
Mm-hmm.
And the Browns out-Browns themselves with this whole situation.
Where's that sound coming from?
Is your phone?
It's over here.
Your computer? Is it your computer?
Oh, my God.
It's your computer, isn't it?
No, it's not my computer. Hold on.
Or is it your headphones?
Who's your headphone? Okay. Because it was muted.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell is the deal with that? I can hear it.
Yeah. It just here in the next couple years, you might hear of another issue with Watson. That's all there is to it. So.
Yeah, no, it's because thank God I got the damn, what's it called? Got the number one hole. All right. Finish her off?
Yeah.
Let's finish him off. Yeah, no, I'm out on him. It's just, yeah, Jesus Christ. You can't just act right. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Just got to take your act right.
It's
here's the thing. Something I don't get. Here's my thing with all this whole situation. You're absurdly rich. Marv, you guys are great. Thanks for answering me. Hey, no problem, Marv. That's what we do. We're the Sideways Interactive Podcast. You're rich, absurdly rich, mm-hmm. right? You don't have any problem getting girls.
Yeah.
All he has to do is just, you know what? Just post on Tinder.
Maybe he doesn't want any baby mama drama. So he's picking up chicks that, you know, that don't really worry about that kind of stuff. The other chicks that he's going to pick up on Tinder are going to be popping condoms and stuff on him. You know what I mean?
Well, you know my defense against that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a surefire way.
Not to. So, yeah. But you've got ways around that. You don't have to go and prey on people who aren't expecting it, right? You can make sure the situation's defined and all that, but whatever.
Yeah, that's
yeah. You weird. Would draft Tyreek or Kareem.
Ooh.
So burn. Last year,
it's true.
So last year, Tyreek was untouchable for me. I didn't take him in any leagues because I didn't know what he was going to do. He's gone a whole year. He's been okay. I'm drafting him a little bit lower. I think third round. I think I might have drafted him.
So now you're okay with those. So like next year, as long as you know. Watson behaves himself clean.
Right.
Stay clean for a year and you're good with it?
Yeah. Then I'll draft you.
That is so weird.
We'll see. Kareem, I didn't touch Kareem in a couple of years. I didn't touch him for a few years after that. Whenever you hear about a stupid crap like this, it never makes sense when the person is rich. Guy is just pulling a power move to get off. Sick, dude. Yeah?
No idea. Wasn't there. Don't know. Either way, just like, God almighty. Stay away from
all I know is where there's smoke, there's fire.
Mm. Boy, there's a lot of smoke.
So much smoke.
Mm-hmm. They started coming out of the woodwork. It was like Crosby all of a sudden. Cosby?
Crosby? Sidney Crosby? I
thought he was close. No, Sid the kid's fine. The kicker. What's the kicker's name?
Mason Crosby?
Yeah, I'm going to get sued.
It's not Mason Crosby. It's about Bill Cosby. Yeah. I mean, you've got a certain point in time. You, like, for me, at the beginning of all this, I didn't want to touch Kamara because I didn't know what was going to happen with him. But as everything goes on, they're like, look, he's not going to get charged.
How did I get charged?
I don't know.
He beat some dude up, right? Like,
but one thing that I've learned is sometimes the legal system
favors rich people and athletes.
Well, yes, but also a lot of things get dragged out.
True. Like, yeah, they all say this is going to be next year's problem.
You have hearings set up, and then all of a sudden it's delayed again.
So you're okay with that, though. You're like, yeah, delayed again. As long as it doesn't affect your fantasy team, I think that's the thing we're going off of. Not like your moral standing. It's that, is it going to affect your fantasy team? Because otherwise you would draft them.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all we're making sure of.
It's one of those, right? Like, so, and if he's there at the right, and he's for the right price,
yeah, I think that's what we're learning about Allen. Yeah, do your talents outweigh your transition. I mean, that's how it is in the NFL for the most part. I mean, Ray Rice or whatever? They're just like, hey, you're done, man. But then everybody after that.
But his talent was good, but he was like the
first one.
It wasn't just the first one.
It's a damn
that
video
was horrific. Like, that was.
They're like, oh, we got to make an example out of him and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
And then they haven't done shit since. They're just kind of like sitting around, all right.
Well, no one's been caught like that.
Sexual assault allegations.
But you didn't have. It's
Kareem
the video.
Hunt do? Kicked that chick in the. Did he? Oh, he missed though.
He missed.
A downed. A downed girl on the ground, and he went for full swing. Boy, he was punting a football, and boy, he missed.
I know this is a football show, but do you guys have any thoughts about the Guardians nonsense? I don't know what's going on with the Guardians.
What the hell's the Guardians?
Cleveland Guardians baseball team.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know what's going on, so I don't have anything. Video of anything makes it worse, yeah. Like, if they had videos of Deshaun Watson with all this?
0-0 against the Royals right now.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on with the Guardians, so I can't chime in on that.
Yeah,
no, or I would.
Yeah, I don't see anything crazy.
Didn't you draft him? Who? Kareem Hunt? I have drafted him, yeah.
Did you draft him this year? You drafted him this year.
Yeah.
He's got no conscience.
Yeah.
He's got no moral compass.
Oh, have you drafted Kareem Hunt?
Not this year.
Last year, though.
I don't know about that. I think I drafted him and put him on my bench just as a power move.
What was AB live streaming showing a bag of dicks to his wife, kids, and the police, and the Bucks signed him?
AB was crazy. He ain't been right since perfect almost. I mean, he knocked every screw loose he had. Someone asked about something like, what's your most painful memory for your team? I go, when Burfict ruined AB, it cost us a playoff game, and that guy's like mentally ill at this point.
It's been very unstable since then.
God.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just you get to that point where it's like, eh.
Some of these guys, man, it's tough. Tough life for them. They're young guys. They get a lot of money. They get money, and just hell breaks loose, right? Like, they need a life coach. You know what I mean? A lot of these guys,
I am always available to be a life coach.
And it's like just kind of, you know, you've heard some of these you've heard some of these speeches and stuff like that. And I think Chris Carter was like, it was the most dumb effing thing he could have said. Get yourself a fall guy. I'm like, that's not teaching these guys any damn
thing. That was.
I was like, you are a moron. Dude, you're like 50 years old.
Things were different when he was around, though. Just get a fall guy. Yeah. But, and that's the thing with all of it. Like, with like Kareem Hunt. He was young. He was in kind of a bad situation.
He redeemed a fancy Francis.
Well.
All right, go ahead.
There you go. Kareem Hunt, he's kept his nose clean.
Francis kind of mellowed in towards the end.
it's kind of what he did, just something weird. But Hunt wasn't – I do believe guys deserve a second chance, right?
Yeah.
You know – at some point in time,
I don't agree with that.
Now, if you murder somebody, okay, you got to go away for a while, right?
But after, say, Aaron Hernandez served his time, you would rehire him to be on your football team.
By the time he gets out of jail, he's not going to.
Well, I mean, in Florida, you get like 7 years for murder.
It was more than seven.
No. What I'm saying is, in Florida, you get seven years. So, say he goes away at 21, you bring him back, fresh legs, been working out nonstop, he's 28 years old. What do you do?
I don't know.
This guy. You are terrible.
Is he rehabilitated? I mean,
he apparently like, so. I don't know. He would have more offers than AB, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and then they get to be my age at 32 and people talk about them like they should get AARP.
I mean, 32 is old. I remember when I turned 32, but I was still plugging away.
Yeah.
From 25 to 32, I was in pretty good shape. Not in NFL shape.
Yeah, obviously.
But not in Dylan
shape. I don't think
you've
ever been in NFL shape.
You know, back when I was 25.
You weren't. Epstein got multiple chances. I don't know. He got caught and in trouble once, and then.
You know, the whole thing I told Lizzie about that, and this is the last we'll talk about it as well, was that Giselle or whatever his wife or girlfriend, whatever she was at the time, right? His little handler.
Epstein?
Yeah.
Okay.
Giselle Maxwell.
I don't know anything about any of all
that,
but
so she
go
got
on.
So, you know, after he was in trouble, and they're like, well, what about her? You know, they're not going to go out. They went after her, right? And so they convict her of trafficking.
Okay.
But trafficking to nobody. She's the only person in history that's ever been caught trafficking young girls, but they never rounded up anybody else that they were being trafficked to. So just the media, I was like, because it, you know,
hey,
oh boy,
they knew she was trafficking to somebody, but
God damn,
his first go was, what happened to that guy?
No, they cut him down.
But yeah, you could figure out that someone's guilty of trafficking drugs, selling drugs, right? But to who? Maybe, hey. She never snitched because snitches get stitches.
No, they already know. They just can't touch those people.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's see. Maxwell was the worst than he was. She found all the young. Yeah, I know, right? Crazy. Yeah. Crazy. It's a crazy story. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It's all insane, right? Yeah. But.
Oh, boy. What are you watching on Netflix these days or Hulu? What's your show of the week?
So.
Don't tell me Lord of the Rings. That show sucks.
I watched
bad.
The first episode today.
It is so dumb.
I'm still in for more. Man, they walk a lot.
God. That show like, sucks so bad.
Like, you can't ride a, I understand cars aren't around, okay?
I don't understand why not. But, they got everything else.
But you can't ride a horse, a donkey, a goat, just a
ride,
sheep.
Ride something, for God's sake.
I don't know. Final episode of Hard Knocks. Yeah, I watched all of Hard Knocks. Enjoyed it.
I don't think I watched the final episode. I didn't watch it last night. It was today. I went to bed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Or it came out last night. I watched it today.
Yeah, Lions are going to be so bad. They're not going to be good. You know.
They're not going to be that bad.
They're
going to be better than the Cowboys.
Will they be 500? You say yes.
Over 500.
I mean, yeah, you say over 500. And it's like, will they be? I don't know. You know, I'm not going to get into this Hard Knocks hype bullshit. But, you know, I think the Lions will just keep lying. They just keep doing the lying things. And even though they got a new coach, how many games did y'all lose last year to like coaching like problem? Like, you know what I mean? Like to coaching decisions or something like that.
I don't know.
Players are so boring. Yeah.
Whatever.
People only watch to see coaches. Coaches are crazy as shit. What was it Deuce Daly and
Daly and Aaron Glenn going after each other every week? Yeah. Mr. S'mores in the house. I'm glad to see y'all. My wife was so worried about y'all and Fancy Francis. I thought she was about to drive to Texas and start up a search party. I mean, we're here every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday we're here.
So
Francis is something to be worried about. Every day you don't know what's going on with that guy. I'm like, hey, buddy, you okay? Everything good?
Yeah. I'm just reach out every once in a while. You good? Yeah, man, I'm good. Okay. Yeah.
Just working business stuff, right? Yeah. Always business. Business.
He's working on getting his business up and running and stuff like that. And it's not easy when you start a new business.
Nah.
Yeah. So we had a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, that's kind of why he said, hey, guys, I hate to do it, but I got to take a step away because I really got to focus on the business. And a big part of it with his business is
the town hall meetings or something like that?
Chamber of Commerce meetings Wednesday nights. And so he's like, I've got to be at those. And we're like, hey. You do your thing, man. Pawpaw's in the house. What's going on, bud?
What's up, Pavel?
Life is good, man. When did Eminem get so old? Word for happy. Okay. Dude, yeah. Well, Eminem's, he's getting up there, man.
No, he's talking about get so.
I mean.
I don't know he got that way. Oh, was he on the show this week?
He was on Hard Knocks this week.
Jeez, I'm sure. They suck, man.
After all the cuts and stuff like that, there was one day that he sponsored the meal.
Uh-huh.
Because he opened up his own restaurant.
Oh, great. It's what kind of food?
It's called Mom's Spaghetti.
Ah.
I hear it's really good.
So spaghetti and pasta.
Rico went in there. He's like, this is my second serving. I'll be back in a little bit. And he's got this huge freaking plate of spaghetti. Jesus. But, yeah, it's 43 B.C. and Julius Caesar is about to receive the first ever weather forecast. Hail Caesar.
I love it. Or slap. I love slap. You know, some chamber events are pretty fun. Haven't been to one in a while, but I've always had a good thing. Yeah, no, we have another buddy that goes, you know, every month in Coppell.
Number one insurance agent in the world.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. Love that guy. So, yeah, no. They can be good little mixers. They're fun. They're fun to network. And so that's what he's been doing.
Yep. And he was actually working on signing them up as a client at the Chamber of Commerce.
We just said that. He goes a lot of walking. It sucks. That show sucks. Yeah,
I watched the first episode and there was just a lot of walk. But hey, I told you that a lot of walking. Even at one point when someone was traveling by boat, she had to hurry up and get out of the boat to swim so that she could walk. I'm definitely in on. I'm going to keep watching. The first episode was okay. A lot of walking and a lot of talking. I want more action. Give me some more action. So I'll watch episode number. Nah, you know what? I got to go to the office tomorrow, so I don't know if I'll get the chance to watch episode 2 tomorrow. But, yeah, I'm still in. What else said? I believe the show has since enhanced since Francis' departure. I could be wrong, but it's an old wooden ship. That's diversity that you're speaking of. Are you ready for some football? Less than 24 hours away. Old school, you know we're freaking ready for that. Busby's coming over there on the YouTube now. Whoop, whoop. Like I said, it's a B because it's the first new season and only 2 episodes. Yeah. We'll see. Like I said, I'm looking forward to episode number 2. I might only have to work a half day in the office, so I might be able to watch episode 2 tomorrow, but we'll see. But yeah, old school, so ready for some football. Bills, Rams. And speaking of stuff, guys, we still need to pick games with someone. We're picking games tonight. We got 5 games we're picking. We need someone to pick games with us tonight. So if you want to pick games with us, let us know. We'll get you the phone number to call in. Or if you want to come in on video, come in on video.
Yeah.
We'll send you the link.
We like to keep it phone.
Well, it depends on who it is. So, but yeah, if you guys want to pick, we need someone to pick games with us tonight. We're picking 5 games against the spread. Let us know if you're in. This way I can talk to you while I dominate the draft. Oh, geez.
Yeah,
and watch you cry. Oh, well, you got a while before that, Busby. That's not till the After Dark show.
These guys are going to get just creamed. Since Busby's on his phone, I say if I could get Busby or Old School Wizard to join us, I'd like to start that way.
Mr. Smore said, are you picking cricket matches? If so, I'm in.
Cricket guy, are you? Nice. Real nice.
It's football Americano.
Yeah.
That we're picking.
I like watching cricket, and then there's a bunch of dudes that play in the park over here, so when I there's walk around in the
park
morning,
over by us that yeah. Sundays.
Some of those, yeah, it's Sunday morning.
And they're in, like, that full gear. Like
slapping the piss out of the ball.
Pants and long sleeve shirt. Dude, they are.
Wear pants in Carrollton.
Dude.
We're short shorts or nothing at all.
Yeah, yeah. See, it's a man sport. They're not real cricket players, then. Yeah.
It's a man sport.
Nope, not a day in my life. I've never seen cricket. Okay.
I can talk any damn thing.
I'll try. I sure will try. You know what? You give me a week, and I'll get on here, and I'll talk all about cricket next week.
Yep. But yeah, if you want to, I'd like to have Dylan or Old School, I mean, or anybody new in here. I mean, we're going to bring you on. There's a phone number for you to call, and there's only 5 games. It's audio only, unless, like Alan said, he said, hey, I'll bring in for video. But it's other than that, it's just we're going to go through these 5 games. We're going to pick against the spread, and we're going to mark it down in our book. It's pretty much us versus the viewers. But
there's this season,
there's a little extra.
Me versus you, the loser has to do a podcast about a show.
Who has the hottest players?
Yeah, like if S'more wants to come on video, come on, S'more.
Yeah. Typical, yeah. That's how I won our fantasy league 1 year. You know, it's like some people, they pick by the mascot. Like, When
March Madness comes around.
Yeah, those beavers are hard to handle. I'm going beaver on this one.
Mister, she loves the tight ends with their tight ends.
Travis Kelce could steal anybody's woman.
He had a reality show.
Did he really?
A dating one.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't know how that worked out, but yeah, he had one.
I mean, he's married to that old what's her name now, but yeah.
Did he meet her on this show?
I don't know.
I don't even know. I didn't know he was married.
But yeah, the girls in the Metroplex, they all love Jason Witten for the longest time, love Romo, even though Romo's uglier than hell. Like, he's got those big-ass Dumbo ears or whatever. And they're like, you just like him because he's starting quarterback for the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
I go, you don't give a shit about him. When, oh, Jesus, remember when Austin, what the hell is
Austin,
his name?
Miles Austin?
Miles Austin was in there. Hey, oh, my God, these chicks were losing their shit.
He was a beautiful man.
He looked good. He's got that beautiful skin, those green eyes.
Those eyes.
Yeah, I'm telling
you.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. NFL in prison, the only 2 places you can get in a tight end, it comes out wide receiver. Oh, boy. Hi now. Hostile Dot, if you want to join us for those picks, we actually have to do them right now, like this show, right? This show thing. Yeah.
Because next show we're doing draft. We got another draft that we're doing.
I gotta find the
Busby name. Said he's ready.
I got to find this damn strikeout beer number.
Jason went and grew up 20 minutes for me. His brothers coach the local high school team here.
Oh, cool. That's a cool story.
Okay. I was going to say, because if you're talking about Jason Witten coach, because Jason Witten coaches not that far from here.
Yeah.
He coaches out at Liberty. So I was like, whoa. For a second, I thought she was talking about Witten. I was like, wait a minute. You're in Texas more?
How do we know the number to this thing?
To the strikeout beer?
Yeah.
You have it in your phone.
Look it up on your phone.
I can.
I'm calling right now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I got it, man. Just do it. Go.
But, yeah.
That's not our number.
Whoever wants in on that on those picks with us, let us know.
That's a 202 number. What the hell? What the hell's going on?
No, that's not it.
I know. Look it up.
I will. I have it on my phone.
Oh, yeah. Let me call you real quick and then.
Don't call me.
We'll pull it up. Man, you act like we're not even prepared. We're not prepared.
Here's the phone number. Jeez.
You said pickle effer on that one.
Here's the phone number.
You could have just put that in yourself.
I didn't know what you were doing with it.
Just playing around, having a little fun. I'm just testing some waters out.
So real quick.
When's the last time you had a little fun? Just, no one's looking. Just having a little fun.
While we're here, and we're just kind of, in between things, I got to ask you,
All right. Are
you okay?
Who died now?
I just want to make sure you're doing all right.
Oh, shit. Hold on. I got to close this window out. Who died?
So, legendary Kentucky coach Guy Morris died today.
He died today? No, he didn't.
The age of 71.
saw another Kentucky coach like last week.
Coach Kentucky in, for two seasons, 01, 02.
Not 2001. Yeah. 1901.
No.
What's his name?
Guy Morris.
I never heard of that dude.
In 01, he coached him to a very competitive 2-9 record. And in 2002, came up and coached him to a 7-5 record.
You're talking about football.
Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah, I don't know those effing people. Is that a support or rejection hotline? I mean, you can call it.
You can talk to us.
Yeah, as long as I answer your phone call. Oh, I got to put my headphones on. But yeah, no, I mean, if anybody wants to call, we're going to have it at, set up for as like a crazy-ass line on Monday nights. Monday nights, we're going to put that number out there.
Okay.
And have people call and bitch about how bad their fantasy team did. I'm hoping for the worst. I want some raunchy, crazy people going ape shit stuff.
Yeah. There
we go. You ready?
Oh. Yeah, I'm ready.
There you go.
Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, I got to accept and press one.
Hold on a second. Amateur hour over here. I know. Caller, you're on the air. Hold on. Hello.
That should have worked.
It's not working. What'd you do? Is the volume turned on?
It's up.
Look on the roadcaster.
It says roadcaster.
Can you hear me?
Yay!
Oh.
I knew we'd get there. It's a process.
It's a process.
It's been a year. Actually, all we didn't three do it last phases. Year. We didn't do it last year.
So yeah, we did.
I'm even rusty. Okay.
It was probably on my end, actually.
Was
no,
it?
No, nah. It's not.
At
it's
the first
not.
Part, it was me, but then it became you, and then now we're here it is.
I mean, you know what? Considering who we're talking to, yeah, it probably was you. Let's just be honest.
This guy sitting in the corner with a light behind him. Just like sitting in the darkness.
That's actually exactly what I'm doing.
Hello, darkness.
How did you know?
Because I know.
Are you
in
my ring
show.
Camera?
Jesus.
We've watched your show a couple times.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome in Dylan Busby, host of Mostly Football and Dressed Casually with Dylan Busby. Welcome in, bud.
Wow. Hello, everyone.
There we go.
So, how you
man,
doing?
Man, it's bad enough they got to see my face. Now they're just hearing my voice. That's great.
Yeah.
You're a great host. Don't downplay this either. You're a great podcast host. Like, you control the room when you are in charge. And I'm telling you, like, it's a great show. He's a great host.
He tries to. I think he kind of lost control a little bit that one year when me and you were both on there.
He was enjoying it the whole time.
Oh, no, I'm not saying he didn't have fun. I'm just saying. Going.
I had my wife come in here and tell me to shut up and get out of there.
Yeah, I got in trouble, too, that night. It was a good time.
The only time I lost control was when I had to pee and I left the room, and God knows what you guys did.
Oh,
you know what?
It got fun then. I remember that. I was like, boy, we were out of control.
I'm pretty sure that's when things got good.
Yeah. Best part of the show. All right. So what we're doing tonight is we have five games that we're going to pick. We always include the Cowboys, the Lions, and the Bengals, and then we have two special games.
It's games of the week.
Yep. Mm. These are against the spread. We make this tough. And you're going to pick?
It's the spread.
Alan's going to pick?
Right now on ESPN, or earlier today when I pulled it off ESPN. So that's where I'm pulling these from.
So we got a good spread.
We've got decent spreads here.
Good spread.
A Big Jovi fan club said, you're my fantasy. Thank you.
Ooh.
You're not my first.
Or my last.
And you're not going to be my last.
So here we go. We're actually going to rotate through who's going first.
You're
going
to tell us who to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
So we're going to start off with Bills and Rams tomorrow night.
Mm.
The Rams are minus 2.5 points.
Rams are favorites.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Bills. Yeah, I said the Bills, right?
You said Rams.
Oh, no. The Bills are minus 2.5 points.
Hey,
I'm sorry. The Bills are minus 2.5 points in the city of Los Angeles. Rapid Dave.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Bills.
Oh.
I don't think they're scared of no Rams.
Okay. Yeah. Busby?
Hey, we're in L.A. Give me the Rams, not just to cover, but to win.
No, they got to cover. Oh, not only to cover, but to win? Okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah. Win, baby, win. Yeah. They're going to win.
It's going to be a good game.
2.5. I think the game is decided by 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, this one's tough.
It is tough.
This is a tough one. I'm going to take the Bills here. Give me the Bills.
Okay.
No respect for last year's Super Bowl champions.
They only won because they were against a terrible O-line. Or, they were against an O-line, a terrible O-line. That's the only reason they won.
All right.
There's definitely respect there. I think it's going to be a close game, and it's going to be decided by a field goal. I just think the Bills win with that field goal.
That Tyler Bass comes strutting out there with his little one-eye blocker on, just like...
Kick his ass, see
that? Yeah, just dragging his dick out there to kick one through it, like 55-yarder.
I was going
to
say 27-yarder.
Time's running out. Like, fuck it, just kick the field goal.
All right, the next one. This is a very personal game. There's a lot riding on this. We got the Eagles traveling to Detroit. The Eagles are -4. You know what I'm going with on this. I'm taking the Lions on this. Fuck the Eagles. Mm. I know what the other guy's doing. Mm. Rapid Dave, what are you doing?
What's the spread?
Eagles -4.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, no, you guys aren't ready for this type of offense. You guys are used to playing against, like, shit teams.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, had a terrible offseason.
We play awful teams.
I mean, you had a shit offseason.
Okay.
You don't like any – well, you already told me everybody in your division sucks, right?
I didn't say
so
that.
So you got a weak division. Yes, you do. Bears suck? Do the Bears suck?
Bears suck, yes.
Who else you play? Minnesota?
Minnesota and Green Bay.
And Green Bay? Do they suck?
I think they're both going to be pretty decent this
year. Okay. So either way, fly goes fly.
Yeah, okay. And Busby? Are you covering the floor?
Let me tell you, before I get to that, this calling thing was weird at first because I only have one friend that calls me and I always ignore him, so I'm not used to it. But now I got my feet up, I got the drinks going, I'm ready to go. As much as I'm juiced up, Lions are going to cover. I only think the Eagles win by field goal.
I thought that as well, but I'm like, nah, I can't give Allen the satisfaction. Fuck
There's
this,
no
this
guy.
Is
going to
be an ugly game.
There's no satisfaction.
This is going to be... Eagles come in with all this hype, and then they leave going, man, is this the year or not? I'm not sure after that ugly game.
Both these teams have the same problem. There's a lot of hype around them both. This will probably be the letdown game of the season.
I don't think there's a lot of hype around Detroit.
Oh, okay. Next game?
Yeah, that's why they got that HBO series.
No shit, right? I think the Browns had all that buzz around it. Come on, let's go to the next game.
All right, next
game. Wasting my time here.
Steelers are traveling to the jungle.
The jungle of Cincinnati?
The face them Bengals. The Bengals are -6.5.
That's a lot.
Busby, ooh, who you got?
Wow. Give me the Steelers to cover. Week one's going to be ugly. You know, anything favored by more than a field goal. Give me the Steelers for sure.
All right. Rapid Dave.
The Bengals are going to bait the fucking brakes off these Steelers. Like, they're not going to know what to do. Are they going to keep dumping it to Najee Harris? Nope. This is where the rookie actually will come in the second half of the game and try to save them.
Okay. So, has anyone heard who's going to be the starter?
No.
Have they come out and said Mitch is?
Oh, Mitch Trubisky.
Okay. Because I know he was named a captain, but he wasn't named a starter yet, so I just assumed he was a starter.
That would be awkward.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's happened before. Mitch, we'll say that.
Mitch is the starter. Yeah.
Man, let me just, you know what? It's the 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a lot.
Yeah.
For a game of two teams that just, they just hate each other.
Yeah.
When these two teams play, you throw the records out the window. It doesn't even matter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
6.5 is a lot. I'm going to take the Bengals to win, but the Steelers to cover. Give me the Steelers there.
Now, being in the jungle, I could see Mitch Trubisky experiencing that Shane Falco quicksand, so that's where it could go wrong.
Yeah, that quicksand is real.
Quicksand's real.
You can't get away from it.
I thought it was going to be a lot more of a problem growing up when I was a child because every show I watched involved quicksand.
I got stuck in quicksand once.
I mean,
yeah. Can I tell y'all something?
I was going to get an anvil dropped on my head.
Can I tell y'all something?
I still look out for those. Sure. Right.
So the Bengals beat the Steelers both times last year, 24-10 and 41-10.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know. Mm. Just giving you a little information.
Okay, I appreciate that.
But they've upgraded quarterback, but
yeah,
that's about it.
What was it? Nate Edwards in the house.
Oh.
I have arrived.
Oh, boy.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, Nate.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, God.
I can't wait to watch Nate take Cam Newton with his first-round pick, right? he has to be the first quarterback he takes because he said he's going to be a top-10 quarterback this year. Right now, we're
Can we get a round
league.
Of applause for Nate? I mean, my gosh. The better half of mostly football is in the house.
You guys got a nice little show. I like the takes are a little wild ass, but I do like the show. It's fun and it's entertaining.
Carl's in the house saying, "Super Dave."
Damn it, Carl. What's up, buddy?
Nate, Cam for MVP. Nate, I can't wait till you have to come here and eat those two chips.
Nate is like losing his mind. We got to get him and TJ in here since they both live in the colony.
Right.
And just bring them both in.
Well, TJ's got the chips.
Yeah. Well, no, I meant just
I got to make sure TJ still has them.
I meant to just hang out and have a couple beers and get his thought process on this.
I don't know if you guys saw that recent Jerry Jones quote where he says, "I have to view one and one as equaling three." So that's where Nate is.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
All right, next we got up. We got those Las Vegas Raiders.
Can I go
traveling?
My shirt, real quick,
to play them Chargers.
That's gonna be a fun game.
The Chargers are -3 on this one. Give me the Chargers.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm taking the Chargers here. Your Chargers, okay?
I have to because I can't say 2.5 points because it just it's three, but I really do think that
you can't buy it down. So don't even ask.
I think the Raiders will cover, but I can't say that, right? Like, I think because the offense that they have, the Chargers have, it's just going to overwhelm them. So, yeah, I got to go Chargers.
Chargers have a great offense. Yeah. They signed Khalil Mack so they got him on the defense. I think they're going to have the run game is legit. The Chargers are one of my favorites in that conference this year, and I could see the Bills. I could see the Chargers in the Super Bowl.
Well, don't get me wrong either, because I'm going to tell you right now did you say the Chargers and the Bills?
I could see either one of those teams being in the Super Bowl.
Aren't they?
Carl coming in with those. Thank you so much, dude, for the stars, Carl.
I think the Raiders are going to do great things this year. They're going to be better than they were. But, yeah, I can't get past the Chargers offense and their defense.
Yeah.
What's up, Carl?
Dylan, who you got?
Carl.
This is a great line. I will take the revenge game for Khalil Mack. And while Joey Bosa and Derwin James are both still healthy, which, you know, won't last long, give me the Chargers.
There we go.
Boom.
I I'm predicting huge things for Herbert this year. I had Herbert as my number one quarterback in fantasy this year, and I could definitely. What?
Who the hell did you have? Jalen Hurts?
I mean, if you say Josh Allen, okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, too.
He's been in the last 2 years, but.
Yeah, I mean, at least he runs the ball and scores rushing touchdowns.
Well.
Herbert's fine.
Herbert doesn't have to.
Yeah. Herbert's fine. Don't worry about it.
Herbert's running.
I guess you could throw the same amount of rush. I guess you could throw the same amount of passing yards and not do the same thing rushing, but be just as good.
Yeah. You can.
Jesus,
right. This guy. You don't understand what's going on now.
Can you smell the sarcasm?
We were pals 4 seconds ago. Now we're enemies.
I mean, as much as I think this guy was overrated, I don't think Dan Marino was lacking in the yard situation when he was playing quarterback, and he wasn't running anything in.
Okay, now we're back to real football. We're talking fantasy.
I'm talking about yards.
This is real football. This isn't fantasy football. We're talking.
I'm talking yards.
All right,
yeah.
In real football, give me Herbert or Josh Allen.
Yeah.
In fantasy, give me Josh Allen.
In fantasy, give me both.
Okay. Yeah. All
right. Because
that's not give me both.
It is. They're 1A.
As long as you get points for running the ball, don't give me both. Give me Josh Allen.
Okay. And last but not least,
ooh, the juicy game of the week.
Tom Brady.
He still plays football?
He might be getting divorced soon. We don't know what's going on.
He chose football over the win.
There's trouble at home. He's got to carry all that baggage with him. You know, he's playing with distractions this year. Facing them Dallas Cowboys. But don't worry. I mean, yes, they lost their best offensive lineman.
Yeah, he went down.
But they signed 72-year-old Jason Peters to take his spot.
72-year-old?
Hall of Famer Jason Peters.
Yeah.
I think you're being a little sarcastic here. Like, why are you just being a jerk about what this guy is?
He will be in the Hall of Fame one day.
Yeah, no one's denying that.
But you're calling him 72-year-old.
I mean, he's pretty close.
He's close to that or close to what? Like, I mean, he's closer to, I don't know, 21 than he is 72.
I don't know, man.
You are crazy.
He's on the practice squad for now, so we'll see.
Yeah, because they're going to go ahead and put Tyler Self at left tackle. Mm. So,
all right, let's go.
The Bucs are -2.5. It's the Bucks.
Mm.
Oh, wow. I mean, yeah.
It's an interesting pick.
No, it's not.
Are Cowboys at home?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're awful at home. They're better on the road.
They are better on the road.
Mm. Rapid Dave?
Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys will...
Did you hear... How many points did I say?
2.5.
Okay, just making sure.
I know, right?
Because I'm making sure you didn't think like I said, like 12.5.
Well, I wanted to go out. I want to make sure that we're not even on everything.
We're not.
Yeah.
We differ in a lot of picks. So far, we have one pick the same.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. I'm good with that. Yeah, Cowboys cover.
I think the Bucs only win by a point. Unfortunately, they don't cover.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. I think it's some crazy game.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills right now.
Brady does not start off strong. He finishes strong. And he comes into Dallas. The Dallas D is a little bit better than it usually is in the past. Dak's slinging it. And I think we have a pretty good game on our hands for week one. What is that? It's not a Monday night game, right? Is that a Sunday night?
Sunday night.
Ooh. Man, I can't wait. I'm so super jacked. Dylan, are you jacked for football this week?
Oh, my God, dude. I mean, the tissues are all over the place.
Yeah. Do you bet on football at all?
I do, but I think I'm just burning money because I'm in Georgia and it doesn't count for anything. I think they just take my money and don't give me anything.
Oh, Jesus. What would be your lock of the week? If you had to pick a team that was absolutely going to win, money line, like there is no question about it, what is your lock of the week?
Give me Baltimore on the road at the Jets. I think Flacco, unfortunately, doesn't win his revenge game. Baltimore, they're prepared all throughout the preseason. They swept the preseason yet again. They're ready to play, and they're going to take down the Jets.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And if you're not picking up free money on the Baltimore Ravens in preseason, even if it could be like negative 210, you still want to bet $100 and collect that $50. You know what I mean? Like free money. They're printing free money. It's,
yeah, they're just.
I don't do the cover, but I'll do the money line absolutely for the Ravens. So I agree with you on this one. I think this is one of those locks that we're just like, oh my God. I mean, Flacco's going to do great, but he's just not going to be able to put up what they're going to throw at him. Yeah. So
and I think another lock is Denver over Seattle.
Oh, dude.
I mean,
Put the house on it.
Just
Seattle's not beating anybody this year.
Yeah, I don't care where it's at.
Yeah.
Denver's just a better team. Seattle's rolling with Geno Smith.
They have a worse defense, worse offense, worse quarterback, worse running backs together. Worse. I mean, their receiving core, yeah. I would take Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf over another, but you got to worry about who's throwing to them. And that's just something I can't look past.
That's a big problem, right? Yep.
Let Russ cook. Damn, Skippy, my nipples are so hard for football. I got you.
and another one I'll throw out there for you is the 49ers over the Bears. Like,
yeah.
Justin Fields just is not good. And he lost his best receiver in Allen Robinson, yeah. To which there is like I'm pretty sure it's like a 30-minute montage of – Justin Fields overthrowing, underthrowing Allen Robinson just last season.
He should be better this year, but I think I would take that as well. There's just no question.
There's just no accuracy there with him.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big
problem. With that being said, is there a possibility that the Houston Texans spoil Matt Ryan's Colts debut in Houston and take down the Colts?
Nah, I got to go Colts.
I don't think there is.
Number one running back in the league, a decent quarterback who can throw. Michael Pittman is poised for a hell of a year. Houston's just not going to be ready for it.
The Colts get an upgrading quarterback with Matt Ryan versus Carson Wentz. Very accurate, great, strong run game, great offensive line. Matt Ryan's got more around him this year than he did last year. And Matt Ryan had a decent year last year, but he didn't have – anything around him
playing from behind and prevent defense the whole time, just like Dak did.
Yeah.
So
I actually like the Colts, and I think the Colts definitely make the playoffs this year. They will be a better team this year than they were last year. Look for them to make the playoffs and maybe even make some noise, depending how good Jonathan Taylor plays and how good that defense is. You've got a really strong defense and an amazing running back that could take you to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We see it year in and year out. you could see it again.
I don't know about you guys. I keep forgetting they added Gilmore and Ngakoue. Like, those are big pieces.
Yeah. It's big, and I like Frank Wright as a coach. I think Frank Wright is a good coach. So you're not going to have any issues with the coaching staff, I feel like. Big things from the Colts this year.
Nice.
Big things.
Well, Dylan, thank you so much. Boiler coming in with suck at Houston. No, Colts win. I got you. I got you. And suck at Houston. I got you. Dylan, thank you so much. Make sure you check out Dylan Busby live. He goes live from mostly football and
Mondays. At what time is mostly football? Mondays?
9:30, baby. We switched days. We're going to be Tuesdays now. But yes, we're also going to do a live stream for the game tomorrow. So check us out. We're going to be teaming up with Dylan Moran and Durf from Dylan the Durf Degenerate.
Nice.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
Yes.
And then you have, do you still Dress Casually?
Yes. Dress Casually, yes. I still do that on occasion. Looking for the next guest. There will be old episodes coming out. You know, those flashback Fridays, those throwback Thursdays type of things. Yes.
Nice. So two shows. He's the two show kind of guy. Mostly football and Dress Casually.
Two show kind of guy.
He's got things going on. Yep.
Yeah.
Got things going on.
Johnny Two Shows.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, man. We really appreciate you calling. And we'll look forward to these picks.
Cheers, brother. Have a good one. We'll see
Thank
you in the
you guys. Looking forward
bit.
To it.
Can't wait to bash all your
Indeed.
Picks.
Indeed.
Oh, God. See you, bud.
Bye, guys.
What we're going to do is run a couple quick ads because I got to go check on something. I think Lizzie just came through the door.
Okay.
So you're going to give me a minute here. I'm going to run a part-time nerd right now. Thanks so much. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, be sure to check out the Part-Time Nerd podcast with me, your host, Alan. We talk about movies, TV shows, comic books, all things nerdum. Mondays are for old school movie reviews, and then we release reaction videos throughout the week with new movies coming out, new TV shows, anything that comes up that we need to talk about. You can check out the video over on YouTube, and you can listen to the podcast anywhere you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, you name it.
What's up, everybody? Ryan here from Let's Do a Podcast with my co-host, Anthony. We like to drink local craft beer, watch some really, really bad movies, and talk about it. So if you're into bad movies and good beer, honestly, you don't even have to be into good beer. If you just like bad movies, come hang out with us. We release a podcast every 2 weeks. So make sure you check out our social medias. Make sure you know what we're watching and when it's going to be released. Come hang out with us. We try to have as much fun as possible while watching these crappy, crappy movies. Thanks, guys, and we can't wait to hang out with you.
Ah! All right, I'm back, guys. Rapid Dave's not here yet, but I'm here. We just got done picking some games with Mr. Dylan Busby. Thank you so much, Dylan, for joining us. We appreciate it. Guys, if you want to pick games with us later in the season, let us know. We are going to be picking games every week with a different listener every week, guys. So hit us up. Let us know if you want to get on that list to pick games with us. We'll pick games with you. We'll come on. We'll have some fun. Pick some games.
Yep.
Talk a little less. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're joining us and you're not a Lions, a Cowboys, or a Bengals fan, and your team's playing, we'll add that as one of our games, the pick for that week.
The game of the week.
Right?
Yeah.
Regardless. So, you Seattle fans, you could be game of the week. All you got to do is come on with us.
Yeah.
Be the only way. But, yeah. So, I wanted to talk, let's keep talking a little bit of football.
All right.
Couple things. This could help you out if you're drafting with us here in a little bit. Mm. We've got a fantasy football draft going on here in just under an hour. It's going to be a listener league for us. We got 10 teams in that league. I hope so. I hope no one else signed up and we're sitting at 11 and it's invalid.
Cheers, Dylan.
That would make sense. But Alan Lazard, you don't know if he's going to start week one.
What's wrong with him?
He had his ankle stepped on in practice last week, and he's missed a week of practice. So you don't know what's going on with him. Are you pulling up the league right now?
10.
Okay, all right. Then we should be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a surprise retirement today. Did you see who retired?
Tom Brady retired?
No, No. Tom Brady didn't retire. Emmanuel Sanders retired today.
Oh, you know what?
He's been in the league for 12 years now,
yeah.
And he stepped away, and he just said, you know what? I'm leaving the game healthy.
Yeah,
is what he had to say.
Yeah, he's done a lot for a bunch of different teams. I really liked him too.
He came in with the Saints last year and did all right.
Yeah, he's a previous Bronco. I mean, he's been around. I think, was he on the Bills too? I think he was on the Bills as well or something like that.
Yeah, I think he spent some time there.
He's always fun to watch, right? Like, he's a guy that's fun to watch, and we, you know, you usually go after him on the waiver wire too, because he's going to be around, he's going to be healthy, he's going to score you some points.
Yep.
But, yeah, good for him. Getting out, 12 years, getting out while he's healthy.
Yep.
Really good stuff. Really good stuff.
So you had those two moves today, but let's talk a little DFS. You ready for a little DFS talk?
No, I don't like it. One of my most underrated players of all time. I mean, there's a lot of games where he pumped up a lot of – I mean, he put out a lot of numbers. Okay. He really did. So I really did enjoy it. All right, so DFS is up. First week, week one.
Yep. I could talk to you about – I got players written down that I'm targeting at every position this week.
Okay. I'm going to stick – since it's so early in the week, because I plan on releasing my DFS video on Saturday night, Sunday morning. That's when I'm going to release it. But what I'm going to give you now is a little preview, because I'm looking at, like, running backs, right?
Okay.
You're looking for DFS, for DraftKings, you're looking at pass catching backs that play a lot. They play almost every down. They're dynamic out of the backfield, and they're going to have to keep growing, right? They got to keep rushing. They got to keep catching. So I've got like three or four. I could probably mix in almost five.
I got three guys I want to give to you. I have three.
Give me
now,
one.
Now, let me say this. Your top end, I think Jonathan Taylor's sitting in like 9,100. And then your next tier guys are sitting like around, your top tier guys are sitting around like 8,000 something. So I'm going to throw some guys at you to save you a little bit of money, okay? Mm-hmm. DeAndre Swift, he's only going to cost you 6,800. For a guy that a lot of people have talked about as being a top five back in the league this year, for 6,800 is a steal.
Is that on DraftKings or FanDuel?
This is DraftKings.
Okay.
This is DraftKings.
Because I posted the free stuff earlier. I was like, man, you got to get in.
All of these are DraftKings. I do have. I haven't done a lot with FanDuel.
There's free money,
but I will be doing. There's a ton. I joined like six free leagues today.
Yep.
On DraftKings
for 5,000, 15,000, everything like that.
But yeah. So and again, I'm going from most expensive to cheapest.
Okay.
With these, the most expensive guy that I'm saying target at 6,800 is DeAndre Swift.
Okay.
You're going to get the receptions. You're going to get the rushing. You're going to get touchdowns with him. You're going to get a little bit of it all with him.
Okay. Sweet. For me at running back, I'm going for someone that's going to put up a ton of points. They're playing every
down. So you're going to pay the premium.
I'm going to pay.
You're going to pay the premium.
Here's the premium. $9,100. That's the highest running back in the league. Yep. That's Jonathan Taylor. Yes, the guys that I'm willing to pay are in the top six.
And again,
but they're going to score most of these.
With DraftKings, it's PPR.
Yeah.
Let's clarify that so everyone knows.
Alan's
what we're talking.
Showing. Yeah, I know, right?
I'm just telling you.
For me, you know, here I'll give you my my first one. We'll work our way down from here. I'm going to pay the $8,500. Well, it's not the highest, but I'm going to give you first guy, CMC.
Okay.
High-powered offense. Got Baker back there, too. They're going to cook this weekend. It's going to be crazy. They're playing against Cleveland. They should absolutely carve them up. But Cleveland could make it just a little bit interesting because the spread is only at 2.5% or 2.5, I think, right now, or 1.5, one of the two. He's going to be doing a lot of work, and he's got a lot of stuff to prove. The last couple of years, he's gotten hurt very early in the season, and so everybody's worried about his production, how he's going to do with a better quarterback behind him. Go ahead.
Let me throw this into your talk about CMC and all that.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you right now, my number one quarterback I am targeting is Baker because he's 5,300. He's cheaper than backup quarterbacks this week. Go and get him and draft him in your DraftKings. I don't always cost you in FanDuel, but if it's close to what it is with DraftKings, if they're the equivalent, go and get him. At 5,300 for a starting quarterback, that is huge. For 5,300 for a starting quarterback who is...
Davis Mills is the same as him. Crazy.
Jimmy Garoppolo, I think, is more expensive.
His backup, it's the same. That's on the IR. Darnold is the same price.
Right. Like, it's insane. Get him because he's going to the rumor quote came out and said, I'm going to F them up. And he said, no, I didn't say that. He sure as shit said that.
Yeah, I know.
If you know anything about Baker and him having a chip on his shoulder,
he's on the sideline grabbing his crotch and stuff like that. Tell me,
you
the whole time.
This will probably be Baker's best game of the year. Take advantage of it, especially at 5,300.
So I'm going to work him in. That's part of my stacks. Since you already brought up Baker and we were talking about CMC, one of my crazy-ass tournament lineups that I have here has got Baker as quarterback, CMC as a running back, and DJ Moore as a...
I got Robbie Anderson at 4,800.
He's a hell of a steal.
At 4,800?
I'm not taking both, though. So I can put one
at one. You take one or the other, right? Yeah.
Whichever you believe is going to get that extra.
Look at the stats for Robbie last year, Robbie Anderson. He only had, like, of all the passes thrown to him last year, it was something like 20% of them were catchable.
Right.
Yeah. It was absurd.
Yeah.
And with Sam Darnold, he was the worst quarterback in percent of passes thrown that were catchable.
Mm-hmm.
Going to someone like Baker, who he's not the best, but he's a top 12.
Yeah, he can get you
the
ball.
So a huge improvement.
In your catch radius,
right?
Yeah.
So, he's number 12 at most catchable passes, but versus number 32 is a huge improvement. And if you're catching passes with Robbie Anderson,
mm-hmm.
you're not catching 4, 5, 6 yard passes. You're catching 30, 40 yard bombs.
Yeah, bombs.
So you're going to get those 40 plus yard receptions, and you're going to get the extra points for that.
Absolutely.
So Robbie Anderson is definitely one of those guys that I wrote down that you have to target this week. Stack him, stack Baker, stack CMC. If you don't want Robbie, take DJ Moore. He's going to cost you a little bit more, but you're still going to get the value there for it.
Yeah. And like I said, I'll do my video probably Saturday night or Sunday morning or something like that. I'll get it out beforehand. I got to work on that. I got
to
do it.
Running back wise, my next guy is going to be Saquon Barkley. He's only 6,100.
Yeah.
So you're getting him, again, $3,000 cheaper than your highest running back, right? That's the highest.
He catches.
He runs.
Mm-hmm. The offense revolves around him.
The offense definitely revolves around him. You got a new coaching staff. They're looking to have him as the focal point. And he's healthier than he was last year. He wasn't that healthy last year coming off the injury from the year before. He was in and out of the lineup. Look for him to have a pretty good year this year.
The fantasy world does not respect Tommy Tremble enough. It was Tommy Tremble.
Wow, she sounds hideous.
She's a guy, but yeah, they're playing against Tennessee. They're on the road against Tennessee, so you have to assume that they will be playing from behind the entire game. And so, what's going to happen? He's going to look down the field, then he's going to dump it off.
Check off.
And so, you're going to score more points, like almost three times as many points from being that pass catching back, especially in situations like that. Who gives a shit about rushing? You only care about the passes.
Look for him to catch 8 to 10 passes this week.
Seems a certain ranking. I don't know what you're talking about in particular, but I'm
not you guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
And then my last running back that I'm focusing on is a guy that we've talked about that we both absolutely love, and you're getting him at 5,500, Ramondre Stevenson. This might be the cheapest that you get him all season long.
Sure.
Because I think he's going to be one of those guys who's just going to continue to rise in value with DraftKings and FanDuel. 5,500 this week. You're playing Miami. Here's the other big factor that I factor in. You're supposed to get rain, thunderstorms during that game.
Yeah.
And if you know anything about Bill Belichick, especially with Mac Jones, if the weather is bad, he's not throwing the ball. He's running the ball. He's pounding the ball. Big games out of the running backs there this week. At 5,500 for Ramondre, I think that's a steal.
Well, with that kind of slop and that fact that he's not throwing, he's handing it off, that damages me for a little bit for Ramondre Stevenson because I need him to catch the ball. I need him to catch the ball because every time he catches the ball, that's 1 point. And then he runs for a couple yards, 10 yards. That's another point. Not rush up the middle or some sloppy game or whatnot. For me, I'm going to go not big boy again, but give me Mixon. For a 7,100. A lot of my guys I did work in for a stack, but for him, he's in a situation where he's catching the ball. They're going to be playing against Pittsburgh. It's going to be the game's what, 6.5 points or is it 3.5? I can't remember what it was. You got it on the thing over there.
The spread?
Yeah, spread.
Oh, I don't have that one. I didn't write that one down.
For Cincinnati?
Oh, for Cincinnati. Okay, you were talking about, I thought we were talking about Ramondre. 6.5.
So 6.5 points. They're supposed to cover, they're saying they're going to cover that spread. It's going to be a fun little game, but a lot of the moves are going to go through Mixon. And so I like Mixon. I do like Stack and Chase here or T. Higgins. Now, I'm not going to stack Burrow here. I'm leaving Burrow alone. But those two guys.
But if you're high on the wide receivers, shouldn't you be high on the quarterback too? Because they're not getting the ball unless the QB's getting them.
The QB,
unless you're going Baker. So you're saying I don't want to stack Burrow because I want to go Baker.
Well, the reason I say that is because what can Jamar Chase do? He can catch a 50, 60-yard bomb, and all of a sudden that's like 10 points, right? You get the 1 point per reception. You get the bonus for the 40-plus points. You get a reception for the yards.
You're getting the bonus for the 40-plus points for Joe Burrow, though, too.
Yeah, but that's just a little – that's a chip for a QB. Right. You know what I mean? QB, you're going to pepper it all over the place. I'm not stacking Joe Burrow this weekend. Okay. He made most
you're
of his points.
You're paying more for him this week.
He made most of his points in the last, like, quarter of the year, right? That's where he jumped up and shot up. But I still think that you know, Jamar Chase still has a good game, or T. Higgins, whichever one you would like to go with, whoever you think is going to get the ball, but I'm going to add Joe Mixon in there.
Okay. Busby said, Olave seems like a good play versus Atlanta if Thomas plays. All the words out right now is Michael Thomas is going to play. And now, again, Thomas hasn't played in a year and a half, almost 2 years, but he owns Atlanta.
Yeah, slant's going crazy.
So
slant man's going to strike
Thomas,
again.
I mean, I think you're getting Michael Thomas at like 5,700 for this week. So he might be a pretty decent play, Michael Thomas. Olave is definitely going to be cheaper. Do you want to trust the rookie? I don't know. We'll see with that situation.
Yeah. So can I give you one more running back before we move on?
Yeah, I don't have any more running backs, so give me what you got.
King Henry. The guy's going to eat cost.
What's he costing?
$8,600. But he's going against a G-man, so it's a game where it's like, you know what, just, you know, give me like one or two screens in that game. You already know he can catch it. You know he can throw it. You know he can run it. So it's like they got to pound the shit out of this team.
Are you not concerned about them going up big
and then
against
him?
A bad team?
Yeah.
And, yeah, and him
I'm
not
hoping,
playing.
I'm hoping Saquon and Tony take care of that, where they keep it close, where he has to stay in the game. They can't bench him. I'm hoping they keep it close till the end. Hell can break loose in the fourth quarter or whatever, but they have to keep it competitive until then. Watch for, I mean, hell, he might throw a damn touchdown in this game.
Okay. So you want to go big on running back.
I want running backs who can throw, catch, and run.
So let me give you some wide receivers you can get cheap that I expect some big things out of this week. Right. And my number, again, I talked about my number one guy I'm focusing on for quarterback being Baker. My number one guy I'm focusing on for wide receiver that you're going to get for $5,200 in one of the number one offenses in the league, Juju Smith-Schuster.
You've been a Juju guy for a long time, and I actually penciled him in on a
I've been not as high on him the last 2 years.
Yeah.
But I'm back on the Juju train with him having a quarterback
that can throw to him. I mean, it almost ruined his career. Essentially, having Ben Roethlisberger, ever since he fell off, his rookie year, he did great. He was like, oh, this is a superstar
of the
league.
And that was Big Ben's last big year.
It is.
And after that, he fell off the face of the earth.
Yep.
He was hurt. You're throwing Mason Rudolph out there. Mm-hmm. Or not Mason. Yeah, Mason Rudolph. Yeah. Who's the other guy you were throwing out there?
Yeah, some slot deck. No one cares.
But you're just throwing scrubs out there. He's not doing much. But he's got an actual quarterback this year. High on him. Another guy
I got him penciled down as well. It's one of my guys.
You have to start. I think he's a have to start.
Yeah.
In the fives
for a starting number one receiver.
It's gonna help you be able to afford those higher price running backs.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%. Absolutely. Another guy I like is Rashad Bateman. Number one guy out there in Baltimore, $5,300. So low cost. The risk reward is there.
You know, for me, Look, I know Lamar can throw the ball. And Bateman has actually replaced. Is he replacing Marcus? Or is
Hollywood.
It,
yeah.
Is he replacing Marcus?
Yeah.
So
he was the number two guy last year.
You can really expect like a blow-up play. But as far as consistency, I don't know.
I'm talking about 1 week this week.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's the thing.
Like, you want that bomb. You got to have that bomb for it to work for it, right?
I'm not talking about season-long thing.
No,
I'm talking about 1 week.
What'd you say it was?
For this one. He's 5,300. You're getting them on the cheap.
Against the Jets.
Against
the Jets. The Jets will stay in the game because they have, what's his name back there?
Flacco
back there. So they're going to stay in the game. And they got a terrible defense, like secondary, that is. Man, can you imagine he breaks loose for like 60 yards? I mean, one effing play, that's, you know, shitload of points.
And one play, he can make your day.
As long as he catches a couple balls, gets peppered a little bit. I could see something like that happening. I like those. I like those receivers. Like, not just him, but, like, even slot receivers. Like, I love Renfro. Renfro gets peppered with balls.
And what's he costing you?
Like, $5,000, man. Let me go look him up.
Is he that cheap?
I had him already. $5,800.
Okay. Let me take you to a guy that I like more than Hunter Renfro. That's cheaper.
Well, hold on. Hunter Renfro in a high-scoring game shootout with the Los Angeles Chargers? Shit, boy, he's going to catch a lot of balls. He's going to be crazy peppered. It's going to be dumps over the top. He's going to run that quick route, turn around. Ball's going to be right there in his hands.
How about I give you the name Michael Pittman?
I got him in a couple leagues.
Who's going to cost you $5,500.
Yeah.
Cheaper.
Yeah.
And I like him more.
You like him more?
Yes.
Gosh.
Another guy who's going to benefit from the fact that he has a now more accurate quarterback playing. Versus Matt Ryan versus Carson Wentz, night and day. Look for him to have a big year this year, but look for him to have a big week one. You got a nice matchup there in week one. $5,500.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I missed that. Yeah. I actually have him as my wide receiver number three. So I did a stack with some people that I don't know if I normally would stack these guys, but I did. I got Kyler Murray.
Okay.
72.
Okay.
I brought in Rondale Moore.
I like Rondale Moore. I drafted him this weekend.
4,000.
I like him.
4,000.
That's a – ooh. They really want to work Rondale Moore into the offense a lot more.
Of course.
Finished the year strong last year. Look for him to try and continue that. No D-hop. So you got Marquise and you got Rondale. Kyler's got chemistry with both of those guys.
Yeah.
With Marquise, now it's been a couple of years, but in college, those two dudes clicked.
Yeah.
And then him and Rondale last year, especially towards the end of the season.
Who do you think the third puzzle of this stack is?
James Conner.
Nope.
I went
Ertz. Went Ertz for $4,400. I also got to work in Travis Kelce as my flex. Marquise Brown is my other wide receiver, along with Michael Pittman. And I got Joe Mixon and Najee Harris sitting there as my running
back. Rondale, boiler up.
Yeah.
And Busby said, I think Moore is an iffy for week one. He might be, he might not.
I
think you're going to get more out of Rondale Moore in the first 6 weeks.
Of course.
While D-Hop is out.
Yeah.
Versus where you will. But also, I will say, if he has a big first 6 weeks, when D-Hop comes back, I still think that will translate because they're two different receivers out of two different positions, right?
Where they line up.
Right.
Yeah.
And as far as routes that they're running and things like that,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Rondale's running that big boom route. And D-Hop's running, D-Hop's running whatever the hell he wants to run.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So right now, this is my lineup.
He's talking about injury. Yeah. Okay.
This is my big, just absolute go crazy, I think this one's going to win
me
some
Prince
dough.
Prince lineup, let's go crazy.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you got Kyler Murray, Najee Harris, Mixon, Brown, Moore, Pittman, Ertz, Kelce, and I got the Commanders rolling in, taking care of the Jacksonville Jaguars. So there you go.
So I've got the Jags winning that game.
That's cool. It don't mean we can't get some turnovers along the way, baby. You know what I mean? So there's going to be a ton of let me tell you something. We have an absolute ton of DFS lineups. Go ahead.
Can I give you two tight ends before we get out of here?
Sure.
The number one tight end I'm big on is Austin Hooper.
I don't know why you're high on that guy.
I'm high on him because he's playing for the Titans this week now.
Meh.
And who does Tannehill love to throw to?
A.J. Brown.
Tight ends.
How did we miss this?
What did we miss?
I am so sorry.
What did we miss?
One, we got a follow from Mr. Schmore.
Thank
but
you
we
so
also
much,
got Schmore. A subscribe from Mr. Schmore.
Mr. Schmore.
And then he gifted one to Mrs. Schmore.
Look at that guy.
Due to the fact that this is a podcast, we don't have sound alerts going off. We don't have this and that, so we have to be actually paying attention. So if you want, you can message them.
Honey said, I'm going to go on a limb and say you got some pretty toes, $350 for feet pics.
It's free on OnlyFans.
Done.
OnlyFans.com/strikeoutbeer. It's free. I almost did a foot pick today.
With socks.
No, no. Well, no, I took the socks off today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Track up here, OnlyFans. But, hey, you want to pay $350 for feet picks? Done.
Cash app. Fant versus Denver. Eh, man.
So anyway. The problem with Fant is he's got Geno Smith thrown to him.
Yeah. You just can't trust it. You can't trust it.
But Austin Hooper, $3,700.
Yeah.
I'm looking for Austin Hooper to have a pretty decent year this year. Better quarterback throwing to him.
Yeah.
A quarterback that focuses on throwing at the tight ends.
Okay.
And then I also have Hunter Henry at $3,800. He was like number three for tight ends for touchdowns. He's boom or bust. He's TD dependent.
TD dependent for sure.
Depends on what the weather's going to be like.
Yeah.
If you're dealing with a bunch of storms, you might not get those passes. But
yeah.
$3,800, not bad.
It's rough. It's rough.
Dallas Goedert, $4,500.
I'm out.
Out.
Okay. I'm out like white Blazers. No thanks.
No, I'm going with Hooper in my leagues.
Yeah?
So. All
right, cool. So what we're going to do is we're going to raid Philly real quick.
Philly.
Yep. He should be still alive. Every time we raid Let's Go Buddy, he's raiding somebody else or raiding us. Hell, he raids us every other damn time.
Yeah.
So go over there and tell Philly what's your favorite fruit. If it's banana, peaches, nectarines, plums, watermelons, raid right now.
Yeah.
Thank you all so very much for joining us.
Hey, guys. Love you guys. Don't you feel like it's a good thing, though, that Geno doesn't really push the ball downfield? Fant just feels like a good volume play.
So, yeah.
Geno's getting knocked out by a teammate by week three. I don't know, guys. Hey, as always, I'm Alan.
I'm Rapid Dave.
We'll see you guys in like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Deuces.